This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, July 10th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Daly. Well, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack defended President Joe Biden's ability to lead the country today, citing his record on job creation and stance on Russian aggression. Vilsack spoke with AgriPulse Steve Davis after addressing the School Superintendents Association and the Association of School Business Officials International in Washington, D.C., saying, quote, "You're damn right he's capable of doing the job because he's doing the job and he's been doing it for 3.5 years. You can read more on the secretary's comments at agripulse.com. He also announced today $10 million in grants for school food innovation. Well, Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell reinforced a message that the Fed is paying growing attention to a slowing job market and to taming inflation. Powell told the House Financial Services Committee that we're not just an inflation-targeting central bank. We also have an employment mandate. Congress has given the Fed a dual mandate, keeping prices stable and promoting maximum employment. Most economists have said they expect the Fed's first rate to come in September. Powell this week declined to say when he envisions the first cut. Illinois Soybean Association leaders on Capitol Hill this week. Chairman Ron Kendred says the news isn't very positive toward a new farm bill.
Not very positive right now on whether they're going to get it done or not. Best chance, I guess, is in lame duck session, but it's got a long, long ways to go before we get there. I guess they've got 6 working weeks before this session's over, so not much movement right now, but we haven't lost hope yet.
Kendred says they still have their eye on essentials for risk management.
We're out here pushing for keep our crop insurance intact. If anything, we'd like to make some tweaks to improve it, but it's our best risk management tool we have. House version of the farm bill is ramping up reference prices. They're not probably where they need to be, but they're closer to market price, so that's a positive, I think, overall. We're trying to our best to provide a safety net that will keep farmers in business from year to year, and they can withstand the lows and then enjoy the highs.
Kendred says he believes there will be farm policy for the next year. The question is whether it's old or new.
The reality is, if they don't get it done, I think there's, from what we've been told out here, an extension will get done. They don't know whether they're going to extend it for another year or for 6 months or what it'll be, but they say an extension will get done. There's support for that.
Kendred says the new 45Z tax rules are critical for soybeans to be considered as a feedstock for sustainable aviation fuel and be eligible for tax credits.
We're trying to educate everybody on that issue that, you know, there's certain parts of the country that you can do the cover crops on and they are viable. But in the northern part of the state where they can't get the crop harvested until November, December time frame, it makes it tough to try to get a cover crop established.
The U.S. Meat Export Federation reports lower volumes but higher values of red meat sales. President and CEO Dan Hallstrom says May beef sales were impressive.
The second largest volume month of the year so far at 110,000 metric tons. It's the highest value month in the last year, the highest since June of 2023 at a little over $900 million. And I think there's a couple of drivers. You look at the numbers for Japan, 21,000 tons, up 9%. Mexico continues to perform well, up 9%. And another region that performed well in the month of May was the ASEAN region, you know, led by the Philippines, but also Indonesia and Singapore had fairly good months.
Mexican pork exports totaled over 251,000 tons. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Farmers have the right to repair their own equipment thanks to a series of memorandums of understanding between the American Farm Bureau Federation and major agricultural machinery manufacturers, including John Deere, Case IH, New Holland, Kubota, and AGCO. Learn more at fb.org/right to repair. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Daly.